You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
Ever wonder why when you speak to your child, preteen or teen, that they have this look on their face looking like, you don't know what I'm going through? This is a communication barrier for sure, and most of us as parents try to overcome it. Well, my next guest is here to share with us how to make the generation gap not feel like the Grand Canyon. Please welcome my returning guest, June Silney, whose blog article, 20 Things to Remember If You Love a Person with ADD, went viral with over 2 million shares. Now, June, what do you mean by the generation gap?
Well, the generation gap has always been around. It's been around for years. We've always had this big difference between the parents not understanding the teenagers. There's this huge, empty, what do you call it? The Grand Canyon. I love that. That's what it is. There's just this not understanding what the other generation is doing.
Now, what do you think is, I mean, you know, I've already had my son go through that with me. He's now in 21, so we have a little bit different. Obviously, as they get older, your communication skills have changed, and you talk about different things. But as a teen, I really think, when I grew up as a teen, I didn't want to talk to my parents at all. I literally thought that they knew nothing. And, you know, what is it that we can do to help that gap?
You know, first of all, the kids today are in such a different situation than they've ever been in before. I call them the glowing generation because they glow. They're all with electronic devices. Technology is their life. And they're dealing with so many other issues that other generations never dealt with. They're dealing with the technology, like we said, number one. You were talking about video games and anxiety and stress, and there's so much going on. They have violence issues. They have cyberbullying. We never had any of that before. You know, they have violence in their schools. I mean, that they're at such a different level, so the gap is even bigger than it's ever been before. I always think the best way to close up that gap is to have compassion. I know when I'm in feeling that my kids are not understanding me, they have no idea what I'm talking about, and I have no idea what they're talking about, I try to remember when I was in their shoes. And as parents, as we get older and get farther away, we forget that we were probably just like them. And that visualization, I think, is the most helpful thing a parent can do to close that gap, to close up a little space in the Grand Canyon and bring those mountains a little closer together so that there's some sort of understanding, some sort of feeling like, I know you're going through a tough time. This is really hard. We can't imagine what they're going through. Nobody's ever experienced anything like that.
Right. You know, it's interesting. When George is my husband, Cody's father, Cody would, as a teen, he would come to us for different reasons. You know, if Cody was really stressed and anxious about one thing or another, he actually come to see me and talk to me about it. And I was at that time very, very happy that he would do such a thing because, you know, I want to make sure that I can help him and give him some of my feedback on how to take care of him. But my husband, he's a little bit lighter than I am, meaning that his relationship is all about more about sports and the guys, you know, hanging out together and playing sports together and talking about different aspects. You know, I really think that parents take on different roles. Did you see that with your two kids?
Oh, sure. Yes, definitely. And, you know, it's the old-fashioned kind of like good cop, bad cop was the old-fashioned. You know, there was the tough one and the soft one. But now I think it's so true what you said, that there is a difference. I also want to point out something that I've done a lot of research on, and there's something so different now that's going on. As much as there's this Grand Canyon big split, they are coming a lot to the parents. The kids are coming back in, like you said, knowing which parent gives them what, and that's the one they want to go to for that. So as much as we have this, we don't understand and we're in separate worlds, I think more than ever before, the kids do have better relationships with their parents than they ever did, which is kind of ironic because there's this huge split between it. Have you found that? Do you agree?
Absolutely. Yeah, sure. You know,
did you have the relationship like with your parents? I know I didn't. I didn't have that kind of.
You know, I'm from Korea, and our generation was like a continent, not a Grand Canyon. You know what I'm saying? It was like, you know, because I grew up, even though I grew up in Korea for the first 12 years of my life, I went to the military school, the U.S. military army-based school. So I spoke English. And my mother, especially my mother, didn't speak very, very well. And so that was a huge gap right there, just from language itself. So, you know, it really has a lot to do with the timing of life. Nowadays, I would think that, I mean, I know a lot of wonderful parents and the people that come to see me with their kids. Some of them, though, they still have trouble talking to their children. So actually what they do is they actually bring them into my office and I am their coach. I always believe that if it's not the parents, find a coach or a mentor, whether it's a sports coach or even a teacher or a counselor at school that have a really good rapport. You know, talk to those parents can talk to those coaches so they can become mentors for your children. That was a huge importance for me. My mom and dad were not there for me, but you know who was? It was my softball coach. So I am that. I do a lot of that with my young patients even now. And what do you suggest about that?
You know, I think that's such an important point that you said, because I don't think parents think of that. I mean, they think they're trying to do everything. The parents' lives are so much more intense than I think parents have been also, because we have our own distractions. There's two parents working in a family just to make ends meet. We live in a generation of the next best thing. We always feel this pressure, you know, to get that next new phone and next new TV. And there's so much on the parents that I don't even think they ever thought of that. I think that's such a great point. Because sometimes the teacher is more involved in the kid's life and knows them better on a day-to-day basis than the parent does. So I think that's just such a wonderful time. And I think something that's missing that I think is the key to bringing back happier lives and families is separating, cutting out time, ending the distractions, ending the technology, and taking just a day to be together, take an afternoon to be a family together, you know, go out to dinner, even just go anywhere, just be together and without everybody looking at their phones and being present with each other. But I love what you said about the bringing in that extra person, that go to that coach, go to that teacher that really understands.
Yeah, I loved my coaches growing up, and they were the most important role model for me during that time. So, you know, one of the things that you talk about on your website, junesilney.com, is about how powerful words are so important. Which powerful word do you suggest our teens should start sharing with themselves and with others?
You know, I think teens just need to start believing they can. I think it's a comparison. There's so much comparison on social media. I can and I am. They need to start feeling their own empowerment, their own comfortable in their own skin. And I think that there's so much believing that they can't do things or that they're not good enough. So, you know, I can, I'm good enough. I would love to hear, you know, teenagers start believing that and cut out the comparisons, cut out the Facebook looking and seeing, oh, this one did this and this one did that. So.
Love that. I can and I am. We all need to, even adults, use those words. Thanks so much, June, for joining today and providing these great tips to learn more about how to have less stress, stop fighting, and love your kids more. Then go to junesilney.com. You can always go to my radio page on Radio MD. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here. Stay well.